T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What a difference a couple days make. When we sat here on Friday, my partner said to me, all the Mets have to do is go 4-2. Doesn't matter how they do it. The National League East is theirs. The first round bye is theirs. And we'll see you in the NLDS. And then, oh, by the way, you know, we have our three best pitchers going back to back to back. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Chris Bassett. So at least we win one of those games, and we've got the tiebreaker locked up against Atlanta, all good in the hood. You know, the Jets won, and the Giants won.
Yeah.
So a lot of you are feeling melancholy, and at the same time feeling pretty, pretty good. Yeah. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
Melancholy. More of that. I love the Jet win, but
Zach
melancholy.
Zach Wilson announced his arrival with authority yesterday.
That was great. That was fantastic. The problem is, all year long, in the back of your mind, you're fearful. In the back of your mind, you're scared. In the back of your mind, that negativity is always sitting there. You singing on the radio, it's just the same old Mets. It's always there.
It's just the same. Oh, Mets.
And all year long, the Mets would do things to avoid that from popping up until this weekend.
They answer the bell every time.
Every time until this weekend.
Yeah.
And from top to bottom, from top to bottom outside of Jeff McNeil, they all came up small. They all failed us. I know it's a new season on Friday, but guess what? It ain't Friday. It's Monday, and Monday sucks if you're a Met fan, and it's taken all the oxygen from what has been or had been a great season, and in a lot of ways has sort of ruined it for now, because things can change.
Yeah, and you
but to lose this freaking division,
yeah,
and to get swept, and to look not even in the same league as the Atlanta Braves, putrid, pathetic. Mm. And I'm sad. Now,
well,
give me a hug.
I mean, why would you be sad? The New York Jets are 2-2. Unlike with Cleveland a couple years ago when Baker Mayfield made his arrival, they withstood the arrival of Kenny Pickett with his small hands and got a bunch of turnovers from him and fought back after coming up with another ridiculously stupid penalty that gave Pittsburgh 3 points. And the Jets overcame that.
Yes.
And the Jets in the fourth quarter had a quarterback that had poise.
Yes.
A quarterback that made throws. A quarterback that reminded us that Corey Davis is still on the roster.
Yes.
So good job by him as well.
Yes.
And methodically, boom, 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 right down the field for the game-winning score. And I honestly can't tell you the last time that happened.
The best part about that win was that all the young studs, like Sauce Gardner's not going to get any love today. As the first guy I'm going to mention, because not only was Sauce Gardner tremendous in coverage, he helped force that interception.
Yes, he did.
He made a freaking play.
Yep.
Breece Hall has got to
do a better
job. Matter
of fact, Breece Hall said after the game, I want to give an assist to my guy.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
He's 100% right. But between Sauce making a play, between Zach Wilson, I think you used the right word, showing poise, between Breece Hall, we saw the young studs come up in a big spot, and I could argue, and I was thinking about it yesterday, that's one of the best Jet victories we've seen in a half a decade.
I agree. And listen, the entire game wasn't pretty. Guilty as charged. There were moments there we go, oh my God, we're going to lose to this team.
Yep.
Like, that was on the table for a good portion of the game.
Yes.
And then something happened. I don't know. I don't know what it was, what the seminal moment was, where all of a sudden it just started to
fourth
work.
And 7 from the 39. There's your seminal moment. That game is about to end, and Zach throws a perfect slant to Corey Davis. They convert on the fourth down. Danny converts on a third down for the touchdown. That sequence, That's what changed. Zach Wilson went from being this boy to this man.
Yeah,
he And remember what he said to his teammates in the huddle.
With the curse
revealed after the game. That's right, he cursed.
He cursed.
He said, we're going to score a bleeping touchdown.
That's right. And the guy's like, wait a minute, he curses?
Whoa.
He curses, he bangs moms, and he leads his team to fourth quarter comebacks. That's my guy right there. Meanwhile, lots of love for the New York Giants. Listen, Chicago Bears have no offense. That's obvious. We were worried about the running game because of what we saw the Giants do the week before. But once again, Brian Daboll, they know, and Kafka, they know exactly what they're doing with Daniel Jones, who, again, using his legs, got the job done, made key plays, and did something that doesn't appear on a scorecard, but I think wins over a lot of people. He gets hurt. Tyrod Taylor comes in. Concussion. Obviously, they go to the Wildcat for a couple plays with Saquon, who had another great game. And then Danny Jones comes back in the game hurt. And I know it's a small thing.
Because he didn't throw a pass, by the way, when he came back in.
But the point is, he came back in.
Yes.
And that says a lot to guys in a locker room that this guy got back on the field.
When he first comes back in the game, they're running the Wildcat, and Daniel Jones is lined up wide left, and he's just standing there.
He looks like Joe Flacco.
And then eventually you're like, well, they're going to try something different. And they eventually did because he lined up under center, handed it off to Saquon. I think you hit on it. What has to just excite you as a Giant fan is, number one, the defensive performance was great. I don't care who the opponent is.
Yep.
Like, let's leave that out for a second. They didn't allow the Chicago Bears to score a touchdown. They allowed a couple of big plays in this game, but their defense, Kayvon Thibodeau made an impact.
Yes, he was
all over the place.
He looked good.
Tate Crowder, who I killed last week, had like the best game he's ever had as a Giant. Kudos to him. But here's the part that excites you. They got coaches who know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, it's so obvious, too. It's impressive. I give the Giants all the credit in the world. They have a game plan. The game plan makes sense. I mean, that naked bootleg quarterback run.
Bro, it was brilliant.
They ran it twice.
Brilliant.
For six for a touchdown. It was great. It's fun to watch because there's going to be games that they're going to be outmatched in. They're going to lose. There's no doubt about it. But they're not going to be out coached.
No.
And that, four games in, I think is obvious.
There's a sense. We know Wink Martindale can coach. That's not new. He blitzes maybe a little bit too much, but we know he can coach. Brian Daboll, 4 weeks in, looks like he knows he belongs, coaches like he belongs. And right now, as depressed as you may be as a Met fan, and I am very depressed, the New York Jets and the New York Giants have a combined record of 5-3. You know the last time that happened to 4 weeks?
I know. This is the first time, I think it's in 8 years, that the Jets and Giants combined are 500 or better in October.
Oh, wow. I was just saying 5-3 through 4 weeks.
I mean, think about that.
Eight
years since we were 500 or better in October.
The one I came up with was 7 years ago, so close enough.
Yeah.
Both teams are off to decent starts with the Giants at
3-1
and the Jets at 2-2.
They both came out of first place.
I know.
And although you never root for injury, Tua's not coming back this week.
Right.
So see how that impacts the Dolphins. And while the Bills, I think we still agree, are the class of the East,
well,
they haven't looked that great the last 2 weeks.
Think about this, just in the AFC for a second. There are three teams in the entire conference, the super, super conference, three teams that have a better record than the New York Jets. Three.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it.
You got a lot of 2-2s mixed in there, including the New York Jets. And by the way, I woke up, I wanted to check the standings in the NFL because, again, I'm depressed. I wanted to smile. And I looked at who is at the bottom of the AFC East. Who's in last place? Who's pulling up the caboose? And that would be Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
That's
and don't
right.
tell me how much fight they showed yesterday. Yippity-doo-dah. A loss is a loss is a loss is a loss.
And they're 1-3. Is it the third consecutive year they're 1-3?
Oh.
It's over. The dynasty is dead. And Bill Belichick is dead. Dead. And yes, we love every minute of it. So you got that? The Yankees, there's nothing to say other than Aaron Judge disappointed a lot of people this weekend by not hitting a home run. And to an extent, Baltimore disappointed a lot of people by how they pitched to him. But that's over. That's over. We can discuss whether or not he's choking at another date because the New York Mets are. And I don't care what you say. The New York Mets getting swept. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Losing their division to a team that's played like 750 ball for the last 4 months is not by definition choking.
Mm-hmm.
However, losing games to some of the teams they've lost to in September prior to this weekend, and then really not having all that much fight in Atlanta, this weekend
That's the problem. I understand that you can go through a season and we can go through the last month and find all the games they should have won. But they went to Atlanta with something kind of basic in front of them. Win a game.
One
game.
Yep.
You've got Jacob DeGrom. You've got Max Scherzer. You've got Chris Bassett. Win a game. And from top to bottom, other than Jeff McNeil, they all failed. Pete Alonso failed. Francisco Lindor, he may hear boos tonight at Citi Field if anyone actually shows up, because he failed. And you let Kenley Jansen, who is one of the most overrated closers of this generation, get into trouble on Friday. Ah, the Mets come close. Base is loaded. One out. He wiggles out of it. And then you let Kenley Jansen on Saturday and then last night barely break a sweat in mowing you down. The Mets looked lifeless. They looked dead. And I don't know if the word is choke, collapse, whatever,
doesn't matter
whatever
what the word
you want to use.
It is what it is.
They got their asses kicked with everything right in front of them with a chance to win the NL East. It includes Scherzer, who sucked. It includes Bassett, who sucked. And DeGrom was very mediocre and wasn't good enough. You want to say he sucked? Fine, say he sucks. Okay. I don't care.
He sucked.
They all suck.
I mean, they're supposed to be the two best pitchers in the world. That's why you got them. It's supposed to be we're never going to lose a three-game series in the postseason, at least, because we got them. Now, does that change? I think the perception changes if you're a diehard Met fan, because you just witnessed something happen that you would have sworn, rightfully so, that could never happen in a big spot.
Right.
And it happened. And the other thing it does is, you know, it now changes the path. And it makes the path to a championship a hell of a lot harder.
Well, I'll make this kind of simple. If the New York Mets are going to win a World Series, and that's the goal here, same thing for the Yankee fans, they are likely to have to go through the San Diego Padres, the LA Dodgers, the Atlanta Braves, and either the Astros or the Yankees. If my math is correct, the Dodgers have won well over 100 games.
Yes, they have.
The Braves have won 100 games.
Yes, they have.
And either, well, the Astros have won 100 games, and the Yankees will likely win 100 games. How many teams in the history of baseball have gone through 100-win teams to win a championship?
I don't believe it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it has. Partially because not that many teams win 100 games.
No, I agree. And usually you don't have all these layers of playoffs to go through.
Right.
But you're right. Like, I'm not telling you the Mets are absolutely going to get smoked by San Diego or Philadelphia. I'd be the first to tell you that when the playoffs start, you start fresh and you never know. I know that. And Friday afternoon, a Friday night at Citi Field, we're all going to be pumped up. We're going to try to talk ourselves into why this is a new year. But our perception, you're right, Craig, of this team completely changed.
Yep.
Because all year long, they were the team of fight, they were the team of battle, and they were the team that had the two best pitchers in the world. Well, the two best pitchers in the world looked normal, and their bats and their fight disappeared. They got punched in the mouth numerous times this weekend by the Braves, and they couldn't respond.
And I know, stupid me, I thought Vogelbach tied it. You know, you could breathe it. Oh. And McNeil goes yard. Ha, ha, ha. And then as soon as Atlanta fought right back and took the lead, it was over. It was a wrap.
I'll tell you when it was over. When you have first and third and nobody out up 3-1, you got to jump on them. You have to jump on them. That's what you have to do. And I thought this in the moment at the time. They could not walk away with first and third, nobody out in the third inning with nothing. And they did, because the bottom of the order was lifeless. I mean, most of the lineup was lifeless. What did Lindor and Alonso, the two stars of this team, do in this series? No extra base hits combined. Now let's take a look at Atlanta. How'd Dansby Swanson do?
I mean, all he does is hit home runs.
How'd Matt Olson do?
Yeah.
How'd Austin Riley do?
I guess you guys
kind of
wish the Yankees got after all, don't you?
Matt Olson?
Yeah.
Sure.
I bet you, yeah. Of course you do.
Of course.
Well, listen, we got lots to do. It's good news and bad news at the very same time. Aaron Judge doesn't at 62. The New York Mets get swept by the Braves, the one thing that couldn't happen. The Jets win, the one thing you never thought would happen. And the New York Giants win. So, you got the Jets and Giants game out of first place, respectively, because the Eagles did come back and beat Jacksonville yesterday after being down 14-0 and beat them 29-21. So they maintain the only undefeated record in the NFL right now. And as far as the Jets go, the Bills make the comeback. Again, kind of a tale of two halves in that game. But the Bills hang on, so they have a one-game lead over the Jets. But it's a great October already. Already light years better than last October, wouldn't you say, Evan?
Oh, jeez.
And by the way, even with your sweep, listen, you still got Scherzer and DeGrom.
Not ready for that.
Go out there and
win
a series.
You know what? Here's the problem, Craig. when we're doing our radio show on Friday,
and that's going to be Friday?
Yes, we are.
I thought it was a holiday.
And it's a playoff day. The Yankees are going to get to rest till Tuesday. The Mets are playing a playoff game in New York City on Friday. It's going to be their first playoff game in 6 years at Citi Field.
And the place is going to be jumping.
I understand. Even by Thursday, we're going to go through, oh, yeah, Scherzer won't have another bad start. Jake won't have another bad start. This team can get hot. They can beat the. We can have that discussion another day. Today, if you're a Met fan, I don't want to hear, and no other Met fan wants to hear about, hey, this all could work out. Because here's what happened
this
weekend.
So you don't hear you're going to be fine?
No, don't start with me. All of us as Met fans, if you're over the age of 35, went into a damn time machine and woke up in 1998 and 1999. This was our nightmares. Back in the late 90s, except instead of Chipper Jones, it's Dansby Swanson. Instead of Andrew Jones running down fly balls in center field, it's Michael Harris. Bro, I don't think you get it.
I do get it, but the Jets won, so I'm not all that bothered by the Mets' failures. The Jets won. The Jets came back for the second come-from-behind victory of the year.
I was ecstatic about the Jet victory, and yep. I enjoyed my Sunday afternoon until the cloud came back that was hanging overhead, knowing what was going to happen Sunday night. But you are allowed, in this town especially, to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Of course.
You're allowed to be very upset and depressed in one breath,
yes.
And then really pumped up in the other breath. I mean, take tonight for an example. Ben Simmons is going to play basketball.
Is he?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Got it. Great. Awesome. We got Rams 49ers tonight also. And listen, you got baseball. If you still care, I wonder what kind of crowd the Mets get tonight. I would say because of the weather and the sweep weekend, tonight's not great.
Nobody.
Yeah, I think tonight's a tough
sell. Nobody.
This
is going to be a mausoleum tonight.
A mausoleum?
A mausoleum.
There you go. A mausoleum.
That's what it's going to be tonight. Because guess who's not going tonight?
You.
This guy ain't.
Are you going tomorrow?
I got my ass kicked this weekend. I need a break.
Hold on. Are you going tomorrow or Wednesday?
I will be there tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
I'll pay my final respects before the postseason begins.
Are you going to go on Friday?
What time's the game, Craig?
We don't know yet. Yeah, that's a good point. The schedule's not out.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to text Rob Manfred right now.
What time do you want the game to be?
And say, Rob, 8 p.m. first pitch, Friday night, Mets Padres. I want everyone in the 7 line just a little buzzed, a little bit, so we can be a little louder and a little crazier until, of course, Juan Soto hits one off the freaking Shea Bridge, and it's a mausoleum again.
I could do some math for you. As you know, I minored in math in college. There's a chance, it's a slim chance, but there's a chance you're not playing San Diego in the first round of the playoffs.
I know.
You know who you might play?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
That's on the table.
And what scares me about that series are you buffoons playing the clip from a week ago of me uttering Mets fans for Phillies. Mets fans for Phillies. Now, you know the scenario where they play the Phillies?
Yes, but if you want to do it in a more simpler manner,
The people just so you know.
Yeah.
Right now, the Phillies are a game behind San Diego. If the Phillies catch San Diego, which means they pick up a game over the next 3 days, the Phillies would have the tiebreaker, which means the Mets would play the Phillies. So while I still
I'm rooting for that because Mets, Phillies, New York, Philadelphia, that sets up for everything we want. That's everything we need.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's exactly what we want.
I'm scared of everybody.
Mets Phillies for Phillies.
After this weekend, if you're a Met fan, you're scared of everybody. Yu Darvish, Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, Blake Snell, Manny Machado, Alec Bohm, Bryce Harper, Tweedledee Tweedledum. We're afraid of everybody after the garbage we saw over the last 3 days.
877-337-6666. Get all your calls on the Met collapse and, of course, the football from the weekend. And if you have a take on Judge not getting number 62, by all means, we could do that too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So if you saw something about me suggesting that I think Pete Hoffman is a great a talent here or something, I don't.
I thought that was you.
It was not me.
That wasn't you?
No, it was not me. And then he attached my account to his, so now he can log in as me anytime he wants. So I've got the tech company, the people now, you know, changing that. So the whole thing's a mess. And I don't mind him putting out a tweet as me, promoting him, because it's fun. If I left it open, that's on me. But now, you know, stealing my account and making it part of your personal account.
That's wrong.
So that you can log in whenever you want.
That's wrong.
To have somebody in the world say something nice about you, which is rare. That's going a little too far. Now, I did not find the tweet objectionable.
I thought the tweet was great. You actually promoted Rico Bronya, the podcast, and I was going to thank you.
You should have known it wasn't me doing it. So I appreciate what he did. Fun, fun, fun. And I've done it to him. But I come in here today, and I log in, and I'm now him, or he's me, or something like that. So we've got the tech department on it, and there shall be no more rogue tweets from Mr. Hoffman.
Not only that, revenge, Craig.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, yeah.
You got something planned?
100%.
Deep revenge.
Yeah, all good to go. By the way, I had no problem with it. I know these guys were bothered by it.
Well, because the tweet came across.
How could you tweet something not about us?
Yeah, the tweet was basically, I have so much respect, or I have the most respect
for
Pete Hoffman than anyone at the station. He just finished Rico Bronya with Evan, and now he's doing the overnight. So I could see how those guys would find it offensive, because you were basically putting Pete above them.
Yes. That being said, I didn't tweet it. I didn't even know about it until like 2 days later, when all of a sudden I'm getting all these people replying to me like, hey,
that didn't stop Loogie from crying himself to sleep Saturday night.
I know. Well, too bad.
It does say something that in our relationship where we both bought it hook, line, and sinker. You know, it didn't seem like something out of the realm of something you would tweet, so maybe we should work on that.
I just want to make you aware that I did not tweet.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I couldn't tell you the last time I put a tweet out. But, I don't know. Maybe I did. But that wasn't it.
The fact that he said Rico Bronya should have been the giveaway.
It should have been.
He's not promoting or even aware that we did a podcast.
Yeah.
Come on.
By the way, if I told you in March that you'd be the wild card team, would you be
happy?
98 wins,
with 98 wins.
Don't start with me.
I'm just saying.
You know, Tiki actually said that in all seriousness today on the air.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
Oh, I was going to run in the studio and say, Tiki.
Tomorrow on Tiki and Tyranny, Tiki's going to say, you know, George Steinbrenner was still alive. He'd never tolerate this kind of play. Here's Mark in Long Island. Mark, what do you got, kiddo?
Guys, I'm tired of it. The Mets are a loser franchise.
They're in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
Forget the easiest schedule the final 5 weeks. Forget the silent bats in Atlanta. Forget that the Grom, Bassett, and Scherzer all got the loss in their starts.
Yeah.
Forget the Marte injury. Forget the 3-for-17 last night in scoring position or whatever it was for the rest of the series.
Yeah.
This is a fish stinks by the head, right?
Yeah.
Epler. No. Wow. Impactful reinforcement.
I get that. But the big stars failed. And while I will mention, we'll all mention what Billy should have done or could have done at the deadline, DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, Lindor, Alonso, what the hell? That'd be my answer to that. What the hell? Because those guys are supposed to lead this team. Anybody you traded for at the deadline, while they would have helped, they were going to need those guys I just named, those five guys I just named, needed to come up big, and all five of them came up small.
Yeah, you didn't
lose
the series because of Billy Epler. Period. Stop. Now, if you want to be critical, feel free, over his trade deadline moves or lack of moves, that's a fair topic. I don't think it's a fair topic today because Billy Epler had nothing to do with them being swept. And then let's just be honest, if you think everything's that bad, and I know this didn't happen, but if you'd won a single game, you wouldn't feel this way. So it's not fair to say, oh, they got swept, therefore I'm now going to claim that I've been angry with this team for months.
No.
You haven't been. This is one of the greatest regular seasons in their history that's sadly not ending well. That's all. But Billy Epler, this is why, not you.
Well, no, no.
You're my fan sometimes.
Yeah, but Craig,
shouldn't
Craig,
be
Craig.
Allowed to call radio shows.
Here's why I'm pissed off.
Billy Epler.
In the course of talking about the Mets,
yes.
It's fair to say, hey, the trade deadline, they didn't do enough.
I'm fine with that.
I got my own radio station's Twitter account putting out a tweet. It pissed me off. I didn't say anything. I'll say it on the air. They tweet out, the results of last night's RICO with Evan Roberts, he calls out the Mets' weak deadline for costing them the NL East. That's not true. I've mentioned the deadline was weak,
right.
But the reason they lost the NL East, I'll make it clear, since my own freaking radio station can't understand what I say, is that their top guys failed. DeGrom failed. Scherzer failed. Bassett failed. Lindor did nothing. Alonso did nothing. That's the headline. Now, there are many other things you could add to that, of course,
sure.
Including the trade deadline, including waiting forever to call up Francisco Alvarez. All that's fair game.
Yep.
But here's the headline. I want to make this very, very clear.
Make it clear.
So our own damn radio station can understand it. All right? I appreciate you promoting the podcast. Get it freaking right. You make it seem like I'm sitting there saying the deadline's the only reason. I never said that. It's a part of the reason. There's 100 reasons why they got their asses kicked this weekend. But the headline is, the pitchers and the big bats did squat. And what'd the Braves do? They answered the call. All their stars perform well. And that's why the Mets lost. And if they're going to beat the Padres or the Phillies, those five guys need to wake the F up.
It's funny because I was online this morning and I read the WFAN Twitter post. And I'm trying to figure out why you're blaming Billy Epler.
In the course of talking about this series, I have mentioned that the deadline was a disappointment. I'm not shying away from that.
Here's the
but
headline.
But that's not the headline to me.
The results of an emergency late-night RICO, Evan Roberts calls out the Mets' weak deadline for costing them the National League East.
No, no. What cost them the NL East?
Well, why'd you say this,
three? Because in the course of an hour bitching, which is what the RICO became this weekend,
yeah.
Three straight nights of a bitch fest.
Yes.
You're going to talk about every aspect of
this
team.
Of course, because you're upset.
Okay? We're not going to do it here, but I did it there. Every little tiny minutia.
Yeah.
But the headline, I'll make this clear. The headline was and is the top guys failed.
By the
way, that's got to change before Friday.
And a period stop because the top guys get paid a lot of money and they're supposed to be your lockdown aces this time of year. Period. That's it. And neither one of them were. Neither one of them were.
And the big bats, who both drove in 100 runs and were MVP caliber players for this team, they had zero extra base hits in this series. Zero.
How did you enjoy the guy in the Braves who came out, Contreras? I believe against Diaz, too.
Yeah.
Came out to little Timmy the Trumpet.
I've experienced it all year. It means nothing to me.
No, but Timmy the Trumpet's supposed to be your song.
That makes Contreras
you
look like an ass, not me.
You had a live trumpet concert at Citi Field.
I'll tell you right now.
Timmy the Trumpet said it's the Mets song.
I'll give you 5 minutes to mock Mets fans for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I do not give a rat's ass about Timmy Trumpet. I don't believe it was a jinx. It's not like Edwin Diaz collapsed.
So I
will respect you that if you want to mock other Mets fans that love it, I personally could not give a rat's ass about Timmy Trumpet.
Well,
now the floor is yours.
I'm not mocking Mets fans per se.
Go ahead.
But I thought that was the Mets anthem. And then I see Contreras coming out batting against Diaz, and he's using the Mets anthem. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I thought the Mets owned that song. What happened to all the good vibes? Let me ask you a question. Do you think Timmy Trumpet's going to be at Citi Field Friday?
Probably.
Yes. You know this burnt a lot of people the wrong way.
I don't believe that.
You think people are bothered by this?
No. I think everyone has a right
Diaz
to be bothered.
On the mound.
I think everyone has a right to be bothered by whatever the hell they want.
Of course.
Edwin Diaz is theme music.
Well, it's not his.
No, but it is. William Contreras is a joke to everybody in baseball that he's using a song that everyone else associates with Edwin.
But to be fair, he's used it all year.
No, I know he has.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Like, he didn't steal it.
Well, no, he did because
Edwin Diaz. It became more popular with Diaz.
Not true. Edwin Diaz used it first, if we're being fair about it.
Did he?
Yes. He started using this song in 2018 with the Mariners.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
But the idea that Timmy Trumpet performing at Citi Field with some kind of jinx in my brain, and this is just me, only applies if Diaz was a failure. And the problem with Edwin Diaz is that they can't get him in the game with a lead.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld thought it was a jinx, though.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay, I'm just giving you the news.
Does not burn me.
You can react any way you want to, of course.
I know a lot of Brave fans and Met haters have been playing that up. I'm just telling you, I'll let you know, because I'm always honest with you, what pisses me off.
Yeah.
That does not piss me off.
This was also a strange weekend in that, you know, Max Fried left the game early because he was feeling ill.
He threw up.
It was vomit.
Yeah.
And then you had DK Metcalf, who left the Seattle game against the Lions early for a minute. He came back because he had to go number two.
I respect that.
And they put him on a golf cart, essentially, and because he was going to run in. But we've all been there. You start running, you might lose it.
Yes.
So he's like, yeah, I'll take a ride.
Yeah.
And he went in, did his business, and came back. And it dawned on me. They were wearing white pants. So I understand TK completely.
Did it make you think what I thought, which is the next time I have to use the restroom, I would like Loogie or Big Mac to wheel me into the bathroom?
I think that'd be great if we had like a little cart system here.
Yes.
Yeah, because every now and then you got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah. Like,
you guys mind that? Can you wheel me into the big bathroom over there? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll ask Loogie if he's up for it. I don't know. I don't know right now.
And by the way, Big Mac had a great weekend. You can just tell. He got plenty of sleep. He probably watched that stupid London game at 9:30. He enjoyed the Mets getting swept. The only thing that didn't go his way was Judge did not hit 62 at home. But, of course, Roger Maris Jr. celebrating. I wonder if he has to go to Texas now. Probably, right? You had a great weekend, didn't you?
It was a solid weekend.
But
None of those reasons you mentioned. But
the Giants beat the Bears. You're a big Giants fan.
I was at the game.
How much joy did you get just listening and watching the Met fan implosion?
I'll put it this way. I hadn't listened to a Rico Brogna all year long. I listened to the last three.
Yes.
They were good.
You're binging Rico Brogna?
Yes, I was.
That's what you're doing?
They were great. I listened to the third one driving in this morning.
The radio station's promoting it, so yeah, you got to
promoting
binge,
it incorrectly, but
well,
that's okay.
You're mad at Billy Epler.
You can't take a minute of the podcast and make that the headline. I don't know who writes those things, but whatever.
I'm just telling you. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It says nothing about the star players not performing here. The entire article is that you're blaming Billy Epler. I'm reading it right now.
I mean, the trade deadline's been a failure, but that's not the main. The main reason is the guys who are here didn't perform. Simple.
Yeah. The Giants performed. The Jets performed. And that's it. And that's good enough for me. I'm thrilled.
I'm glad you're happy.
I'm in a good place today. The Jets are 2-2. Because I said they'd win 9 or 10 games this year.
Are you going back to that?
Huh?
You going back to that?
I will say this.
You weren't saying that a week ago.
I will say this.
Yes.
There was some smoke and mirrors yesterday, but a win is a win. You never have to make an excuse for how you win a game.
You never make an excuse for winning. And here's the other way. I'll give you a positive way.
I still have a lot of questions about Robert Saleh.
No doubt. Oh, no. That's not going to be solved by one game. But if the Jets could simply cut down on the brain-dead, stupid mistakes that should have and almost cost them this game, specifically Carl Lawson's roughing the passer penalty after the Zach pick. I mean, that was just as bad as it gets. If you can play smarter, more disciplined football, you win that game easily yesterday.
It should have been a different game. They're nothing with Trubisky. They were nothing with Pickett. I know he scored. He ran the ball in twice. Give him credit for that. I mean, the ball is up for grabs. He throws three picks. Two weren't even his fault. But I'm with you 100% on that.
And there's other mistakes that go overlooked. I mean, Breece Hall, I love the kid, put the ball on the ground before it got recovered by Conklin, I think.
How about our rock hands Conklin, right? Who Zach Wilson throws the ball right through his hands for the pick that almost went for a touchdown. They scored three plays later.
See, these are mistakes.
But
the
only good thing Conklin's done, and it didn't matter because the ball crossed the plane, was for what might have been a fumble.
No, absolutely.
That's it. He's terrible.
And the veteran mistakes.
Well, he had the third down catch, too.
No, he's made some plays, but on a daily basis, Conklin either has a big drop or a big fumble. That's usually what he's been doing, but you can't have veterans making these mistakes. I'll tell you this about the Jets, and we got 5 days to get ready for this. Sunday is going to define a lot. If you can protect home field advantage, which they haven't done this season, and beat a Dolphin team who's still playing a capable quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, but you beat the Miami Dolphins, I think the view of this team goes from, all right, progress to, holy crap,
that's right. Do
something.
Now you're talking about a team that's at least you could dream about the playoffs if that happens.
I think this weekend, this Jet-Dolphin game is the most important Jet game they've played since Buffalo.
And again, you never root for injuries, but I make no apologies for beating them without Tua. None whatsoever.
I know, and look, Teddy Bridgewater's a capable player here.
He's got a better arm than Tua. So, listen, We got plenty of time to get to it. Right now, we should enjoy the fact that Met fans are pissed off. And we're here
for it. Excuse me, enjoy the fact? Why are we enjoying that we as Met fans
enjoy that?
You just said it.
I did not say
you're
that.
You're enjoying this?
I don't enjoy it at all.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Why would I suggest it's fun to hear Met fans so upset? I want to be here for them, Evan. I want to be a shoulder to cry on.
You are no shoulder.
Matter of fact, it's funny because I have not heard from Governor Christie in a few days.
Well, I'll tell you this. The governor better come out killing this team and not defending them, saying, oh, don't worry, guys. We'll be fine. Wait till Friday. I don't know how any Met fan.
Interesting.
And everything can change Friday. I get it. I don't know how any Met fan could exude confidence. Because I'll tell you something else besides their performance.
Yeah.
The words didn't inspire me either after games. Brandon Nimmo Saturday night's like, oh, man, they beat our two best. Pete Alonso looks like he's crying after the game
they're
Sunday.
They're upset. Yeah,
no, I'm upset, too. And then Buck. And I get it. Buck's got to play the long game here. Buck's like, I'm really proud of these guys.
Are you? He's like, they're going to make somebody feel this in the next next chance they better.
They better, because here's the reality, Buck. If this team flames out against the Padres in two or three games at Citi Field, let's all call this season out for what it was. The biggest tease in the history of the franchise and a disappointment. It is not a good season to lose in the wild card round after you led your division for 95% of the season.
Yeah.
This season is a disaster.
What would be
if they lose the wild card series?
If they go down 0-1 in the wild card, the fan base is going to turn on them. It's going to be ugly. But hopefully that doesn't happen. And they take care of business against the San Diego Padres.
Oh, really? Down 1-0?
Or the Phillies.
Or how about if Lindor comes up with 2-1 and nobody out in the first inning and strikes out? You think there'll be a positive reception?
No. He's going to get booed. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be sold out. But it could get ugly very, very quickly. And I feel for you guys, and I'm here for you.
You do not feel for us.
And
you are not here for us.
You're fine.
You're enjoying every second of it.
No.
And that's fine if you just admit it. But don't give me this, I feel for you. You do not feel for me.
I have a lot of Met fans in my life, Evan. I feel for your pain. I can relate to the pain. And it just proves again that I made a brilliant decision with my fandom reveal 8 months ago.
You'll get yours.
All right?
You'll get yours.
I'll get mine. I'm playing with house money. The Jets are 2-2.
No. The Jets are playing with house money. The Yankees are not playing with house money.
And I hope that he doesn't break Roger Maris's record, because the focus now is to come back to the team. Yankee baseball.
They have no bullpen, so you got to figure that out. Should DJ LeMahieu be an everyday player in the postseason? You got to figure that out.
Yeah.
And is your boy Garrett Cole going to show up in October?
Well, I have 5 days to enjoy the Yankee successes.
Hey, listen,
while Met fans bitch and moan.
Who's the most reliable pitcher in New York? Nestor Cortez!
You ain't lying. Right now, he's the go-to guy for both franchises. Oh, I love it. What a great time of year to be alive. New York City, other than the rats and the crime, what a great place to be right now. I had a phenomenal lunch with some old college buddies today. We were reminiscing about the good old days, you know, when the Mets weren't very good. And now here we are. The Mets, for the second year in a row, about to blow a division lead that they held for the majority of the division. And gosh golly, I don't even know how I'd react to that if my two best pitchers, who get paid a combined $75 million, played the way they played.
Angrily.
Yeah, probably.
Pissed off.
Probably lose some
disappointed.
Sleep over it.
Oh, I slept nothing this weekend.
None?
I had no sleep. Zero. I kept having just these visions.
Visions of what?
Blake Snell pitching a two-hit shutout through six innings.
Well, our visions are a lot different.
Joe Musgrove being unhittable. Yu Darvish striking out Lindor with the bases loaded in the first inning.
I think you're going to be fine.
Oh, stop.
I think you just relax. You've got your horses going in games 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And are they really going to lose back-to-back?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many starts in a row has Jake lost?
3 now, I think. 4? 5?
No, it's really 2. But it's 3 of the last 4 if you want to go deeper.
All right, we'll get more of your calls coming right up. Promise, 877-337-6666. I thought it'd make us feel better to get Ralph's. So I ordered some Ralph's for you, Evan. Do you want any today or no? None?
No.
You mean I got to eat both pints by myself?
That's what you want. Eat it.
Okay.
Shove it down your face. Eat every ounce of that Ralph's. Eat it all.
Now, there's no reason to be mad at me. I'm just the messenger.
I'm not mad
nothing
at you.
To do with the Mets collapse.
I told you who I'm mad at.
Yes.
I'm mad at Lindor. I'm mad at Alonso. I'm mad at Jake. I'm mad at Max. I'm mad at Bassett. I'm mad at...
Is it true that DeGrom and Scherzer were doing the tomahawk chop at a restaurant on a Friday night? Or did someone just make that up and send it to me?
Probably made it up and sent it to me.
You think somebody made that up?
Probably not. DeGrom has a very tough blister, so he's probably not doing anything with
it. Yeah, I love that excuse. DeGrom doesn't pitch well.
Both
of them. Now he's got two things. He's got a blood blister, and when I read this, no joke, I laughed out loud. Because you have to come up with an excuse for DeGrom's failure in that game, right? And the last couple games, as you said. He has a blood blister.
Ooh.
And a cut cuticle.
Now, the bigger one that pissed me off was the Max excuse. Did you hear the Max thing?
Give me the Max Scherzer excuse.
So early on in the game on
Saturday
night.
Have you said to me,
I apologize. That was my fault.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Early on Saturday night, Ken Rosenthal comes on the TV and says, you know, Max told me before the game, he's just trying to get through the season so he could hit reset because of the oblique issue. So he can get through the season. Max Scherzer is going to be 39. You're going to get through this season somehow, some way, and then reset to what?
And when?
And when?
When are we resetting?
No one wants to hear that. I don't want to hear that. So I agree with you about DeGrom and Scherzer. It's the same thing we said about Garrett Cole.
It's a built-in excuse because they didn't perform well.
It's the same thing we said consistently about Garrett Cole. He had a hamstring issue last year. When he got bombed in the wild card game, you didn't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear it. Big Mac didn't want to hear it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Does Max have an oblique? Sure. Does Jake have a blister? Sure. Nobody wants to hear it.
I mean, you cut your cuticle. Here's Jacob DeGrom after the game.
I do my best, for sure.
I didn't know David Wright was coming on the show.
Oh.
And look, here's the thing about DeGrom. DeGrom pitched a lot better than Max and Bassett, which did we expect that as we were all crushing him Friday night for the 3-home-run game and coming out after only 6. He actually outperformed the other 2 bozos.
It does show you, though, how desperate they are to stay on his good side and not offend him for the postseason contract negotiation. That they have to invent some kind of nonsensical bullcrap
injury. Here's the problem. Here's the reason they had to bring it up.
I'm gonna
inform you because I don't think you're aware.
Okay.
The biggest issue a lot of people had with Jake on Friday night, besides the 3 home runs, was why didn't he come out for the 7th inning? His pitch count was still low, and instead Buck goes to Tylor Megill.
Right.
Tylor Megill then took the game and set it on fire. It was one of my biggest critiques. Besides the 3 runs in 6 innings, which isn't good enough, why isn't he out for the 7th? Why isn't he out for the 7th?
What was the answer?
That's my point to you. It wasn't strictly, here's the reason he gave up 3 home runs. It was, hey, Buck, how the hell are you taking this guy out after 6 innings with a low pitch count? And then you go into Tylor Megill, and the answer for the early exit was the blister.
Blood blister and a cut cuticle. Ugh. Come on, man. Like,
what was Chris Bassett's excuse, by the way?
I don't think they gave one.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not protecting him.
It's called a pulled suckitude. I mean, like, what is his excuse?
You can do better than that. You can do better than
that. No, I can't do better than that.
A pulled suckitude?
Whatever you want to call it. You come up with it.
You can do better than that, Evan.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
2 2/3 innings, 4 runs. What do you want to call that? A pulled I suck? That's not good either?
No. Choked in a big spot.
A strained.
And he's a big tough talker, that guy, too. Yeah. Chris Bassett.
He came up small.
He's a bully on the mound.
He came up small.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the good news. You got a couple games at home coming up.
No, that's not the good news. The good news is Max Scherzer, who cares about games against the Nationals? The division's over. The good news, I mean Friday. Yeah. The good news is all of these guys we're crushing have a chance to change the script.
Exactly right. The narrative is not good right now, but I'll tell you what. If you win game 1 and 2 and Scherzer and DeGrom pitch lights out, nobody's going to remember what happened in Atlanta until they falter again. But if they don't, then they're money good. So just relax. You'll be fine.
I'm not relaxed. I'm not fine.
You're going to be fine, though. That's the point.
No, I'm not confident of that.
Boy, Met fans collapse so quickly. It's fascinating. And now they're fighting amongst themselves.
Do you not think the team gives us reason to?
Yeah, but you guys are funny. Like, you've no intestinal fortitude at all.
What do you want us to do?
Like, I want you to stiffen that upper lip and recognize that you're going into the postseason with DeGrom and Scherzer, and they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, why would
you
we
guys
believe
collapse
that?
Like a cheap tent? Why?
Just like the team, apparently. We follow the team.
And now you guys
like
are fighting with each other?
Who's fighting?
Crazy to me. Met fans.
Well, how are we fighting with each other?
You're the only 2 Met fans I know, you and Tommy, and you guys are at each other's throats.
I'm not at his throat.
Well, he's at your throat.
What are you pissed about?
Evan was a jerk to me. Let's call it.
What
like
did
it
I
is.
Do?
I hey? Texted him over the weekend as a friend, as a fellow Met fan.
Yeah.
He didn't answer me back. All good. comes in today, goes, Lugie, I'm sorry, I didn't text you back. Had he had he said nothing after that, we would have been squared.
Okay, so hold on, stop right there. So you texted him as like camaraderie amongst fans. He didn't respond. He's very upset.
Yeah.
He acknowledged his failure to respond and said, I'm sorry. All good.
Yeah, I seem fine here. What's the problem?
Had he shut up and walked back to his office, we would have been fine. But then he was snarky.
What'd I say?
Then he was a D-bag. Then he goes, treats me like Johnny456 on Twitter that loves the Mets. He goes, Lugie, I know the Mets stunk. I know Max stunks. I didn't need to hear it from you. How about you be a dude and a friend to a guy who's been your loyal friend for like 10 years?
By doing what?
Stuck by your side, you act like a jerk to me. Like you're all authority on the Mets. You are the holy grail of Mets fans. I'm not upset.
How'd I do that?
Because you acted like a jerk, basically dismissing me. And now you're saying I'm acting like a baby. You're the baby. Deal with it.
They suck, Evan.
And if you can't get a text from your friend and a fellow Met fan when they suck and you dismiss me like I'm a peon on Monday, I'm pissed. And I almost smacked you, but I'd probably get fired.
So here's what happened. So he didn't respond. That bothered you. Then he apologized. You would have been good. Okay. Everyone's emotional.
Apologized on my own. I went up to you and said, hey, I apologize for not riding you back.
And then he made the point, I don't need you to tell me why the Mets lost or what's going on.
Yeah, he was kind of like, yeah, I know Scherzer sucked. I didn't need to hear from you, Tommy.
Didn't need you to call me to tell me.
Can I clarify? And Big Mac, you're not a part of this.
Can you clarify after the break?
I will clarify. I don't know if it's going to help.
Met fans, there's infighting amongst Met fans. In this case, they've been good friends for a decade. I love it. More of this coming up after the break. Fascinating. You guys just collapse it like that and then start attacking each other. Like, what's going on?
All we
here?
Do is follow the team. What they do this weekend?
On?
They collapsed this weekend.
Yeah, but it's not like was there a squirrel or a raccoon running around the yard? What's going on?
Well, if he slapped me, we're gonna have to come up with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.